Burning up is what's happening. We got the grain futures higher with wheat sharply higher. We're up about almost 30 cents on the day for the wheat trade before we cool off about a dime off those highs. So aside from the WASDE crop report, what that's all about is Ukraine-Russian fighting is dialing up, and now we're seeing problems with the wheat movement as Russian vessels that traffic the Sea of the Azov Sea, they're halted. Apparently some 12 to 14 ships getting hit by Ukrainian missile launches and drones near the Kerch Bridge. They closed the Kerch Bridge briefly here this morning. About a third of all Russian wheat crosses underneath that bridge. But at the same token, it's ships that are scared now. They're getting attacked. We can talk about the Strait of Hormuz over the Persian Gulf, but up here, the Azov Sea, where a lot of wheat moves out of Russia past Ukraine later, they're attacking their ships, which there's fear over the weekend. Maybe Russia retaliates by hitting Odessa, one of the largest ports that wheat leaves the Ukrainian country, which, you know, remember, a truce created several years ago about moving food and grain. Well, that seems to kind of be slipping away, and so there's a lot of fear that the wheat trade may be getting disrupted again. We'll see. We don't know, but it's what the trade woke up to this morning. And we did tell our clients at heartlandinvest.com through our texting service this morning what was going on when the wheat market started waking up. Now, the WASDE data out, friendly for corn. USDA first lowering old crop stocks another 125 million bushels as they raised feed usage by 150 million, but cut ethanol grind by 50 million. The cut in ethanol grind, we figured was going to occur, but this feed usage increase is a big deal because it flows right through the new crop, lowering new crop even lower than what everybody thought. We now have a new crop corn carryout at 1,790 million bushels. Now, we're not running out of corn, but it does show we're not rolling in corn out there. All we got to do is see the yields fluctuate from the assumed 183 bushel, which is a big number. That's got to hold. We dropped that another number, say we 2 bushels to the acre to 181, just a minor move, and we're going to put our corn into a rationing process and quickly find December corn over $5. It's currently at $4.60, up 8 cents, with the September row crop up 7 cents at 438. Soybeans had their carryout left unchanged at 310 when some thought they were going to increase it a little bit, did not. Soybeans, we also seen China buying some more beans this morning. Not a big number, but now it's becoming a consistent daily thing almost that China is showing up to buy beans. They're up to 1 million metric tons so far this week, and they pretty much need to be 1 million metric tons every week through the rest of the year. Soybeans, November up 9 3/4, 11.91 1/4, high of 11.99. August beans, the old crop, up 13 3/4 cents at 11.91 1/2. Now, in the wheat trade, we have cooled off from the highs about 9 to 10 cents, but we still show Kansas up 21 1/4 cents, 6.75 1/2, as the USDA also lowered that winter wheat crop, the hard red winter wheat crop, that's Kansas City. It was 497 million bushels last month. The estimate would be at a 481. No, it was 471 million bushels. Even the winter wheat, soft winter wheat contract was estimated at 292, down from 300 last month, 287. So total wheat production coming down. The carryout number at 722 million bushels. They did lower some export numbers, but it could be next month down to 700 million or lower. So wheat has likely put in a seasonal low for harvest, and it's just a question of all the back and flow, forward flows. Upward bias is in play as we go into October, which is a seasonal gameplay. Currently, September Chicago wheat up 17 cents, 6.36 3/4. The September Kansas City wheat up 20 1/4, 6.74 1/2. We go to Minneapolis, September up 12 at 6.51. December showing a gain of 12 1/2 cents at 6.72 3/4. Now, in the cattle, we have been sharply lower in the session, with the August cattle at one point taking out the lowest price that August cattle had traded in June. Now they have come back. We're off the lows now, some $2 in live cattle. Feeder cattle off the lows about $3. Volatile sessions going on here. Box beef today, choice up $3.09. Select up $6.16, but that's pretty much bringing it back to where they started earlier in the week. Feeder index down $4.03 to $2.42, and most of the cash this week down $7 from last week. It started yesterday at $2.48. We told you at Kansas and in Oklahoma. Well, that's where she pretty much took place in the South as well, across both the northern and southern feedlot states. Live catalog is currently down 37 cents, $2.34.87, while October remains down $1.22, $2.30.37. December's off $1.45 at $2.30.12. Feeder catalogist off $2.02, $3.54.12. September lower by $2.22, $3.50.77. November down $1.70, $3.44.17. January down $1.40 right now, $3.38.32. Hogs are mixed. August up 80 cents, $98.95, while October is down 60, $85.05. And in the metal markets today, the August gold contract giving up $28 today, $4,112. Silver down 70 cents for September, $60.04. Bitcoin for the July contract up $640, $64,025. And over in the crude oil market, we are off 72 cents a barrel, $71.30 on the August contract. August gasoline off 5.5 cents a gallon, $298.36. Diesel fuel for August down 4 cents a gallon, $3.53. Any questions? You can always find us at our website, heartlandinvest.com. Phone numbers are there. Opportunity to get a free look at our newsletter. Also, check it out. You got those texts this morning about what was going on in the wheat market when she started lighting up at 7 o'clock this morning. From heartlandinvest.com, stay cool for the weekend and have a profitable day.